additional FPD Odisha, Mr. Sarpoti, my colleague Dr. Biswal, Mr. Shailendra Sharma, Mr. Parvat Mishra, and all my dear friends from all the states and Union Territory of our country. At the outset, I would like to congratulate both the MHRD and OPEPA, not only for conducting this very useful workshop, but also for making nice arrangements. This is perhaps one of the best facilities we ever had so far as the national workshop under the banner of Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan program conducted in our country. Well, friends, during our interaction, personal interaction through video conferencing, which I have received information from Mr. Shailendra, and other mode of interaction, we have come to know that DIAL 2010-11 is going across the country very smoothly. This is not a mean achievement. This is great achievement of all of you, those who are involved in the process of data collection under the elementary level of education under the banner of Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan program. The entire country, because we all know that the data capture format itself was finalized much late this year than in the previous year. But fortunately, because of your efforts, the data collection is very smooth. In many states, I can tell you that the data entry is also over and data checking, consistency check is also going on. So this is not a mean achievement. We have reduced the time lag in availability of educational statistics. Data is now available on all the aspects of education planning. All the indicators and variables which are required for efficient planning at disaggregated levels such as the district level is now available in ready-to-use form. So data is available, data was available, money is also available, and the data for 2010-11 will also be available in a few days from now. Now the time has come to sit seriously and undertake the analysis of the data. It's not that the data was not available with us. DICE data at the disaggregated level is now available for all of, in all the states and union territories of our country for the same year for which we were developing the annual plans, and it will also be available for the 10 years. I'm very happy at the one end that this is very important aspect on which we are conducting the workshop. Without achieving the goal of universal retention, the goal of universal primary education or goal of universal elementary level of education cannot be achieved. But on the other hand, I feel very sorry, disappointed that even after 15, 16 years of DPEP and even after 10 years of Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan program, across the country this program is going on and we still talking, discussing, moving around, discussing around the retention dropout in this all. Actually, over a period of time, you are now much more informed about the, all these indicators, including the retention. Maybe it is a dropout rate, gross enrollment ratio, net enrollment ratio, transition rate, completion rate, graduation rate, PTR, percentage or ratio of primary to upper primary schools, the SCR, all indicators you are now familiar, much more familiar now than you were in the last 2, 3, 4, or 5 years back. But the time has come that we should thoroughly undertake the disaggregated analysis of the data which is available under in our own district, in our own state. You name the variable, that variable is available. You name the level at which the data is required, that level the data is also available. Right from school to cluster, block, district, state, national level, at all these levels, whatever information and indicator is required is now available and ready to use for. You will agree with, as I already said, that universal retention is very important component of universalization of elementary level of education. Without achieving the goal of universal retention, our country may not afford to say that we have achieved the goal of universal elementary level of education. So time has come that we should thoroughly analyze the data which is available at our end. You know better than me that there are different stages of planning, and the first stage of planning is common to all the levels, all the sectors of economy. Maybe it is education sector or health or any sector of the economy. The diagnosis exercise, which is also known as the taking stock of the situation, is very important. And if we rigorously undertake the diagnosis exercise, half work is done. If we are able to undertake the diagnosis exercise, it will help us in identifying the areas which need your attention as education planners, the areas which need your attention, they are not at par with the other areas, other blocks or other districts in our state or other blocks in our district. So the diagnosis exercise is effective one, and we have effectively identified, undertaken the diagnosis exercise. Definitely it will help us in knowing which district, which block, which clusters need your attention as education planner. Not only it will help us in locating these developing locations, it will also help us in identifying the focus group or the target groups which need your attention as education planner. Because of these focus groups in our district, in our state, we have not yet achieved the goal of universal elementary level of education. And if your diagnosis exercise is effective one, it will also help us in identifying the educational problems. And these educational problems may vary from state to state. Even within the district, they vary from block to block. So there is no option but to undertake the diagnosis exercise. I do not believe that the planning should be based upon a set of 23 or 19 or 26 tables. Generally, every year we plan for elementary level of education. But at the end of the day, I personally feel that we are not moving in the positive direction. The money is available. Unfortunately, we could not able to spend the 70% or 65%, more than 70% money which is allocated and available for the Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan program. At the end of the day, we find that the data is available at all the disaggregated levels where it should be required. It is available but not optimally utilized. Despite all your achievements, despite all of your efforts, despite our making annual plans every year, there are still large number of schools without teachers, 1,23,000 with a single teacher schools, around 30,000 schools without the school building, 14% of the schools are single classroom schools, 5,20,000 para teachers are there, 70,000 schools which are managed only by the para teachers, large number of schools despite all our achievements is still having student classroom ratio or above 60, forget about 1:40 or the other provisions which have been made under the Right to Education Act. The point I am making here is that we are developing plans for the last 10 years, but now the time has come that we should rigorously re-look into what we have done so far as the planning, developing, formulating elementary education plans are concerned. Definitely there is a good ample, scope of further improvement. When we say that the good scope of further improvement means there is a good scope of analyzing in detail, disaggregated analysis of the data, right from school to the cluster to the block to the district and the state and the national level. There is good amount of scope, there is good scope to further undertake, relook what we have done and decide. Because so far as the Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan program is concerned, only I think 3 months are left to achieve the goal of universal elementary education. If the target date is 30 March, it is coming to end the financial year 2011. So, when we say that the universal, one of the important goal is universal retention, it doesn't mean that we are looking for 100% universal retention. It is not quite possible. Because in many developed countries also, the 100% retention is not achieved. So, let us realistic one, and based upon our past performance, we should see how much we can achieve. We have set the target while starting the program of Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan program in the year 2001. Whatever the rate at that time we have decided, I don't think every year we have reviewed it. Why we have not achieved the goal of universal retention? What went wrong? Whether it was because of the boys or girls, whether it was because of the scheduled caste, scheduled tribe or minority children, whether it was because of this state or that state, whether it was because of this district of my state or that district of my state, whether it was because of this block of my district or that block of my district, whether it was because of this cluster or that cluster of my block. So unless until we thoroughly undertake the analysis of the data, disaggregated analysis of the data, we will never able to know where is the problem. The purpose, the objective of this workshop is not just to tell you how to compute the retention rate. You know better than us now after the 10 years of Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan program, and you know how to compute dropout rate, how to compute grade to grade promotion, repetition and dropout rate, how to compute transition rate, how to compute retention rate. You also know how to compute grade to grade dropout, promotion and repetition rate, and what role they all are playing so far as the internal efficiency of education system related indicators are concerned. Our purpose here is not just to tell you the mechanical, the method or the formula as how to develop the, how to calculate the retention rate. Our objective is to improve the retention rate, which is not at all satisfactory. At the national level, if all the 624 districts are considered together, only 74% children, those who are retained, admitted, enrolled in class 1, 5 years back, could only able to reach grade 5, which means that 26% of the children, they could not able to reach grade 5. Then between 5 and 6, the retention rate is also 84%, which means that 83%. 17-18% children transit between the two levels of education, which is also affecting the efficiency of our education system. But all these indicators you know, unless until we know the reason why the retention rate is very low, you will not able to initiate any action so far as to improve the retention rate. If you really serious about improving the retention rate, there is no option but to undertake the disaggregated analysis of the data. So at the state level, whatever the indicators which we know about the retaining capacity of the our education system should be computed at the state level, within the state, at the district level, within the district, it is block level, and separately for boys and girls, and SC and ST children are there. Considerable size segment of population is there. That is the one important thing. That will help us in knowing where do we stand so far as the retention rate is concerned. That is the first step. But our intention not just to know the what is the level of retention, but our objective is to improve the retention rate so that finally we could able to achieve the goal of universal primary level of or elementary level of education. So if we want to know the reason, the second important thing is that we should undertake the disaggregated analysis of the data, first calculate all these indicators, and then concentrate ourselves on grade to grade dropout promotion repetition rate based upon the data of 2 years enrollment and 1 year repeated data, which is available under the dial for the last so many years. So the first important thing at the district level, block wise, separately for boys and girls, we should do is that we calculate the grade to grade promotion dropout and repetition rate. Once these are computed and realized, at the end of the day, we come to know that I am from Simla. I am in the Simla, there is a block, rural Simla or urban Simla or municipality like that one. In that one, there are clusters are there or URCs are there. In the particular URC, in grade number 3, there is a high incidence of repetition. And that too, within the scheduled caste girls. Similarly, in the another district of Himachal Pradesh, there is a problem in grade 4, where the dropout rate from grade 3 to 4 is very high. In another block of the same district, of the same state, there is a problem that the repetition rate in grade 1 is very high. And that too because of the girls, Muslim girls, they are repeating more than the other counterparts. So unless until we undertake the grade to grade dropout promotion and repetition rate and analyze it seriously and calculate all these indicators by boys and girls, rural urban areas, we won't able to find out because of this focus group or because of this block or this district, we are unable to achieve the goal of universal retention. That is the second stage. But we should not stop here. We should go further and find out the reasons. And I believe that you also know the reasons also. If the children are not retaining in the system, if they drop out from grade 1 to 2, if they are repeating grade 3,